right, well, before we have the moms come up and speak, I've got just a short little thought for us here. We're going to show a quick intro video. And so, Ken, if you can have the volume up, we got a fun little video here. And then I've got a short, quick thought. So let's show it. Circle. Amen. Right? We're thankful for moms and for their care for us. But on this Mother's Day, real quick, I just want to remind us of a couple of things. Ken, you can go to the next slide for me. Proverbs 14:1 says this. It says, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down." And so moms here today, we want to encourage you today to be wise mothers. Now, wise doesn't mean you have to be academically smart. It just means you have to know the Lord and walk in His ways. And so here's three things we want to encourage you with at Crosspoint, how to build a wise house. And so the first one is this. Go to that first slide for me, Ken. There's three quick things. It's this. This first is fear the Lord. And Proverbs 14:26 says, "Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge." And so moms in here today, first fear the Lord. Seek Him. It will be a providing a strong house for your children, a fortress to rely and lean on. Even when you're shaking and you're like, how do I raise this child? Oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to get him through college? How are we going to handle the situation? They won't do their homework. They won't pick up their room. Just fear the Lord. Rely on the Lord. And that'll create a firm foundation for your life. Secondly is this. Go to the next one. You are their teacher. Moms, you are their teacher. Proverbs 1:8 says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." And all the mothers said, amen. Amen to that. Right, kids? I hope you're hearing this, all kids in the room. Right? But moms, you are their teacher. Not school, not someone on YouTube, not a book, but you. You are their teacher. With the Lord's help, through His wonderful word, the Holy Word of God, you are your children's teacher. And then lastly, the last way, how to build a wise house. It's first, fear the Lord. And secondly, you are the teacher. Then lastly is this. When you have had just about enough with whatever it is, whether it's the child or just life in general, go to Jesus. The verse here is Matthew 11:28-30. It's Jesus speaking to the crowds, and He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We know Jesus is talking about salvation and who He is, but also this is a life principle of when you're just about to hit the end of your rope, or when you want to when you want to give your child to someone else because you had the end of the rope with them. When you had just about enough, go to Jesus and cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you, and He will give you He will relieve you of that burden, that stress. And those are the three ways you can build a wise house here in the year to come here as mothers. And we just want to say we love you. We say thank you to the moms in the room. Let's give a round of applause for our moms. If you're a mom in here, we love you. And we do have a gift for you here in a minute, but we're going to have a quick panel of moms come up. So if Sharon and Catherine and Ginger will come forward here, and Naomi, come on up. We've got some questions we're going to have on the screen. We're going to ask the moms, and we're going to do something different this year for Mother's Day. And we're going to have a little Q&A panel. And then afterwards, when you guys are done, we got a gift for all the mothers in the room. You guys have to share these two mics, so there you go. The mics are on, there you go. And when we're done, we're going to have all the moms gather together, and we're going to pray for the moms. The men, we're going to pray for the mothers and pray over them, and we're going to give you a gift. And so with that, are you guys ready?
Yeah, I switched all the questions, so good luck.
Oh, boy.
No, all seriously, right, I have a quick question, though, before we start. Who in here is a mom? Raise your hand. Let's start again. Who in here has a mom? My family is Catholic, so I wanted to get them raising their hands in the church. So, hey, we got to have a little fun. So I had the pleasure of getting to know these women for the last few years. So I've gotten to get to know them. I've asked questions. So it was really wonderful when you go to your pastor, who's also your friend, and you're like, I have this crazy idea. What do you think? And he's like, yes, let's do it. Let's ask some moms. So I always like to start with, like, why people do things. Like, what is their why? So it was very important to me that we got to ask moms some of their whys. Because a lot of people come up to me and they don't always ask me my why. Like, look at my outfit. Most people are like, oh, should we get a collection together and get you a new outfit? Or my husband says, oh, it looks like you're wearing shorts. Yes, I'm calling out my husband, who should know my why. But my why is, when people come into this church, I want them to feel welcomed, no matter who they are. Because most of y'all look wonderful, beautifully dressed, but they don't understand that I'm wearing this not for all you wonderful, beautiful dressed people. It's for the people who have never been to church, who have made the phrase to me, oh, I'm not going to go to church, otherwise the church building's going to collapse on them, or they're going to be struck by lightning. That does not happen when you come to church. Do you go to the doctor when you're healed, or do you go to the doctor when you're sick? So we want them to come in here. So I love the idea that we're going to be asking these women their whys to a whole lot. So, and one of the first questions I'm going to answer before they answer is kind of a little bit about them. What makes them a mom? Like, for what makes me a mom is, I have Thomas, I have Jonathan and Samuel back there. That's not the only thing that makes me a mom, but it really did help. Because, you know, you can't come in here and it's not an all-inclusive kind of, like, group you get to be part of. So when Dan gives out these, like, gifts to the moms, just because you think that you want to just decide you're going to be called a mom just for a gift, that's not happening in this church. So just kind of got to be a mom. But I can go on and on. This isn't about me, other than I want to say congratulations, Thomas, for graduating yesterday. Woo-hoo! And y'all are invited for a lot of food afterwards over at our house if you guys want, but that's up to you. But I want to start with praying. So, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you that you have surrounded me not only with these three women, but with a church full of women, a family. I have friends, the ones that travel near and far just to support one another. And, Lord God, you are true with what you've had people speak to me. It takes a village. Takes a village to raise a family, and I'm very blessed that especially in this church I have people that I can say, you're my second mom to my kids. Go call them out right now. I thank you, Lord, that you've had people speak words of wisdom, because they've been there, they've done that. So Lord God, I just ask that everybody's ears are open, everybody's eyes are open, that their hearts are softened to just take in what is said today. And though we may think we know everything about being a mom or a dad, Lord God, we are continuing to learn. We do not know everything. We may fall on our face every day, but Lord God, you help us get up. You give us the strength. So Lord God, I just thank you for these women. Bless them, and I ask that your words go upon their lips. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Are you guys ready? Should I switch the questions? No. All right. So I think if it's all right, we'll start with Ginger, and then Sharon and Catherine. We'll have them introduce themselves, but do you mind sharing with us how many kids you have, their ages, social security numbers, heights, weights, whatever you want?
I am so happy to be a mom, but I have three children. Allison, who's 19, home from college for the summer, yay. And Benjamin, who's 16, just got his first car, so... I won't be seeing him as much this summer. And Ella, who's 14, she's helping in Kids Point right now. But, yeah, they're my three treasures on earth.
I can just yell. Okay, I have a paper because sometimes my mind goes blank. So I'm just saying, please don't change the questions. So... I have a son and a daughter. My daughter is going to be 34 in November. Her husband, Justice, is 30 this year. I can't remember his birth date. And my son turned 32 April 26th, and we have a lovely grandson who is 2, who is my pride and joy, and I am on a mountaintop right now because they're moving closer. So anyway.
Where are they moving from or moving to?
They're moving from Grand Island, Nebraska to Lincoln, which is like 2 hours closer. So I am pumped. So, okay. That's me.
I have one son. He's turning 32 next month. This May 21st. Sorry, I'm still thinking April. May 21st, he'll be 32. And I'm also happy he just came back from South Korea. And so I just saw them. I didn't see them for 2 years. So he's married. And he's also got 2 kids. One's a stepson and one's his own biological son. And he just turned 5. So I have 2 grandkids.
What are their names?
And one son.
What's the grandkids' names again?
Maximus and Marshall.
I love those names.
Marshall Elliott.
Yeah. Fun. Well, I have to shout out. You said May 21st. Who has a birthday on May 21st in this room? My kids hate being center of attention. Well, no, they don't. They're their mom's kids. Anyways, so this is Ginger, Sharon, and Catherine. So everybody knows, because I know all y'all don't always get to know everybody in the church. I actually greet at the front door, and I have to ask people's names 6 or 7 times until it actually sticks. So I might say their names a couple times in case somebody hasn't met them yet. All right, so we're going to get deep now. Ooh. And we'll start with you, Ginger, if you don't mind. How has Jesus and the Bible shaped you into the mother you are today?
I don't know how it hasn't. To be honest, I didn't want anything to do with motherhood. In fact, I was begging Dan to let us give Allie up for adoption when we were pregnant with her. So you see, there's been a big change, a lot of work, and a lot of things that God has done. And I mean, obviously, through the process, I guess the question is specifically about the Bible. So the scriptures on the daily was the becoming of motherhood for me. And he was faithful to meet you along the way at every step. So that is probably better to invite you to have coffee and sit and have that story because it's too long to share here. But it is, Jesus is real. The scriptures are true. And they are powerful to help you do what he's called you to do. And if I could sum it up in one quick thing before I pass, I don't know if we're timed here, but if I could tell you about Christ's love, it would be that he loved me so much, besides dying on the cross and making a way out of here for me, right? That's what, you know, I'm going to live forever. But besides that, here on earth, walking this out, was that he loved me enough to take the prayers I prayed against his blessings and go ahead and give them to me. And it's been the greatest adventure that Dan and I've been on. So,
and she pegged it right there also with saying, have coffee. Yeah. Like, you're not going to hear everybody's story tonight. So I really, really want to impress that if we don't ask y'all to like coffee or lunch or sometimes, please ask us. I think it's important for especially us as women because we are so personable, can't tell everything all in one story. So it's a long journey, and her and I have kind of known each other. We're pretty tight, so I kind of know this story, and it is worth getting to know if you haven't had a chance to get to know it. So how about you, Sharon?
Well, I'm with Ginger. I don't know how people raise children without knowing the Lord because I just don't. I mean, when you're at your wit's end, you go back to the Word, you know, or when you're mad at God, you go back to the Word, you know. So that's a short answer, but that's the truth. I don't know how you do it without him. Him. And I won't move anymore. But that's my answer. I don't know how you do it without the Lord, because he is a firm foundation. His word is true. He never leaves you or forsakes you. He's our wisdom. He's our wisdom. He's got the manual. You know, motherhood, fatherhood doesn't come with a manual. The word is the Bible is the manual. And I honestly wish that I could take, because we all continue to grow, and I'm on the older end now, and I wish I could take, and I'm continuing to change in, you never cease me being a mom or a dad. Once you have a child, they're yours forever until you leave this earth. And so I wish I could take the knowledge and the wisdom that God is giving me now and go back and redo, honestly. But we'll get to that probably in a minute. So stay in the Word. That's your firm foundation. And get together with others who are like-minded.
What's the question again? No,
I'll ask it. Might switch it up.
Okay. We all came from different backgrounds. We all have different experiences, different childhood. But for me, as a child, I've already had a divine experience with God. And so from my mom's perspective, she always instilled to me as a kid to have faith and always be prayerful, whether it's good times or bad times. So as a mom, it shaped me to think about God trusted me enough to have a son, and he gave me my son, Carl. He's half German, half Filipino. So he, in times of difficulty, it's tough being me, to be honest, what I had to go through. I was like, I still have, like Pastor Dan said, you still have to teach good things. You have to model a pattern of good behavior. And so that was my most important thing that I had to, as a mom, to, no matter what, good times or bad times, keep praying, keep encouraging.
I have a question for both or all you ladies. Were you guys Christians before being a mom, or did you become Christians afterwards? Because I became a Christian afterwards, so I had to, Thomas made me go.
I can answer mine. I was a believer, but I never read the Bible till I was like 34.
Yeah.
I was a believer.
Believer?
I was too. I was raised in the church.
Yeah, I always tell people Thomas is the reason I came back to church, because, I mean, God can use anybody. So the next question that we're going to start with is, how has being a mom allowed you to display the love of God to your family? Ooh. What do you think, Ginger?
Well, I think that it's super humbling to be up here, because the faces that see me at home and not on Sunday, you know, on Monday mornings and, you know, before coffee and late at night or whatever, when you're not at your best. You know, so it's humbling to be up here because they see the good, bad, and ugly. But that's also the beauty of it, because they see someone that's not perfect relying on somebody who is. And hopefully they see that regularly, the mess ups, and you know what? But I'm going to be here in the morning. I'm going to try that again, because that's what you should do too, because you're not going to be perfect either. And so I think the question was,
how has being a mom allowed you to display the love of God to your family?
There's no better way to grow the fruits of the Spirit in your life than to get married and have children. Either one. We're really good at helping you work with patience and trying to, you know, long-suffering. No. either one are so good. But really, it's one of those things, like, if you're going to say you believe this, this is your time to live it out. You can't fake that with your children. You can't fake that in your home. And so I think the being a mom has made me read the scriptures in a way that makes me think, okay, God, I'm going to need you to help me put these words, these life-giving words, these, you know, eternal truths into a practical ground, feet on the ground way with these people I'm trying to relate to and love. And I love how you said God trusted us with these people for all kinds of things, their safety, their provision. And really what we're doing is emulating what he's doing to us, and he's providing for us, and he's doing that. So I think that it has changed me in the way that I'm learning his character as I'm becoming more like him and displaying that as they are too. And it's really a beautiful way he's designed family. It's such a safety net for each person in that home. So I feel like I could go on and on about that, but it's just, you know, it's a lot of work. It's so worth it. It's really beautiful.
What I heard was, if we're fighting at home or bickering at home, that's a normal thing. Like,
it is in my home. No, not like awful, but like, yeah, you're going to rub the wrong way. You're going to have disagreements. We are in a family of five. We have vastly different personalities. And actually, some of us that are similar in personality also fight. But we're sinful. There's a sinful nature in each of us. And so we have to really come to grips with that and look into the mirror of truth, not the mirror of feelings, not the mirror of, you know, I love that saying, feelings are terrible masters. You know, they're wonderful slaves. God gave us feelings, and I have all the feels as a mother. I mean, you have highs and lows like no other, but you just can't be led by them. And you have to be led by something that's sturdier, stronger. Well, what's the sturdiest and strongest thing we have is the Word of God. And if you can just commit yourself to that, no matter how you feel, I think I'm going off on another question, but that's it. That's the way to do it.
Well, and I think there's a lot of families in this world that sometimes the parents hide some of the disagreements, some of the things that are not similar to one another. And I don't think that's helpful for our kids to think that they go into this world and there's no conflict. There's always conflict. You just got to figure out how to get through it in a respectful manner than anything. So how about you, Sharon? How has...
Well, I love following you, Ginger, because I don't really have to say because you're so articulate, and I agree wholeheartedly. It's like, that's basically what I wrote down, just different verbiage, is that when you're a mom or a dad, but when you're a mom, it's the challenge to walk in the Spirit. You know, it's practicing patience. It's laying down your life. It's putting the word into practice, which is not easy to do. And yes, children are a mirror. You know, you can't bluff your way. You can't bluff Christianity. They'll call you out. Yeah. I've been there, done that. You know, and it's like if you injure your child or if you make a big mistake, go and repent to your child, because to me that is the bigger lesson, that it's okay to humble yourself. You know, when you screw up, that's what you do. You apologize, you repent, you turn. That's what God does with us. So to me, it's just practical Christianity. It's putting the word into practice, putting feet to your faith, and they catch more. You know, you can say something, but they're going to catch more of what you're doing than what you say. So, you know, like you were saying, if you're hiding stuff or you're preaching one thing, but you're doing something totally different, you can't pull the wool over their eyes. Kids are really smart. Kids are smart. The beauty of that is if you own up to it, they are very forgiving too. And I will say it again, I'm on a mountaintop right now because my kiddos are moving closer. So, but that too will pass. You know, life is a, and I'm kind of getting on a tangent here, but it's a valley going through mountaintops and valleys all through your life. You know, so I know that this mountaintop feeling isn't going to be forever, but I'm enjoying it while it's here. Next time I'm in a valley, that doesn't change who God is. So to me, it's just practical Christianity, being a mom. Only it's like on steroids, because you don't get away from it. You know, you can fake it with your church family, but with your family you're living with, who sees all your warts and hears all of your mistakes and whatnot, that's just part of it. God is forgiving too. So that's it.
I think that's great what you said, is our children are usually more forgiving too. And God gives us so much grace all the time, and he has blessed us with children that are forgiving. But children don't learn forgiveness unless they're seeing it by us, too. So if you have a child that doesn't forgive, you kind of got to, like, my family hates it, that I say, we got to look in the mirror. Why aren't I being forgiven, kind of thing. So that's how we're portraying ourselves. But yeah, how about you, Catherine? How has being a mom allowed you to display the love of God to your family?
Yeah. I have to be really, my self-awareness, basically, I have to be watchful. So unconsciously and consciously, how can I impart that kind of passion that I have for God? And, you know, how can I pass that on to my son and encourage him to keep reading the Bible, keep connecting to church? And it's not very easy. He's only 32. So sometimes, you know, you want to do it your way and be the strict mom you are, but you can't. You have to be in God's time, basically. So I just express the love that, like you said, I was going to say forgiveness is very important. And pursuing that relationship with God is very important, because you can't do anything without him. And I'm very fortunate enough as a mom that I know God, you know, and it's very hard for the world to be a mom raising kids. And I mean, I don't know how they do it, but I know that God's hand is on them. So, yeah, I'm very grateful that I know God and helps me have the strength to, in good times and bad times, to be standing still and still not affected by what the world has to throw at you.
So Sharon and Catherine, you guys are also grandmas. You're grandmas as well. So have you instilled any words of wisdom on your daughter-in-laws, or even just, I'm sure you guys are doing the same as what we do as moms, praying over those grandbabies. Like, is there anything extra that you would add to, like, being a grandma to showing
up? Yes, talk about that with the kids. I try to tell them, they all have their Bibles too. And we pray before we eat. So that's thing. Sometimes they raise their hand, can I pray? Which is so sweet. Yeah. That's talking to God, you know. So.
Well, we are blessed to have kids who are following the Lord. Praise God. So for those of you who don't ever stop praying. Don't stop praying ever for your children. Just God, like we were talking in Growing Deeper class, God is always at work, even underground when we don't think one iota is going on. Mm-hmm. You will be surprised. All of a sudden, you know, God's work is going to show up. But being a grandparent, it is so much fun. I mean, people would say, well, being a grandparent is better than being a parent. And I thought, yeah, whatever, you know. It's true, because you get to do all the fun stuff and then hand them back, and you don't have the daily, you know, heads are nodding. So, but it's also challenging, being a mother-in-law even, which is a whole nother aspect. It's a whole nother level of biting your lip and keeping your mouth shut, and people are laughing because they understand. Because when they... And I've said it's harder to have adult children than when they're in your home. And I believe that's true. And some of you with little tiny ones are like, oh my gosh, no. But it's they are going to leave you eventually. And so the more independent they become, the less you influence them. And you have to be okay with that. And so just being wise in what you speak, you know, and just holding your tongue, and just you go more and more this way, praying instead of speaking. Because when they're in your home, it's your house, your rules, right? So. Mm-hmm.
I see Ginger giving the eye to the bit kids, and I'm over there going like this to Thomas, and I'm like, yep. I don't have the whole marriage thing going on with my kids yet, but the dating thing is interesting too. But thankfully, there's a young lady who's been very sweet to my son. So, all right. So Dan told me we had a 25-minute limit, so we have 5 minutes to get through this last one. So if you guys know how to speed read, speed talk, no, I'm kidding, because I'm pretty sure we have an awesome pastor who gives us a little grace too. So we have a God that gives us grace, so our pastor should, right? All right, the last question. It's for these people. How would you say to another mother or father, how would you encourage and strengthen them?
I wrestled with what to say on this one because there were so many things, so many directions I wanted to take. But I think I landed on, you know, the world is increasingly becoming darker, and the being a godly mother or father is not going to be as valued as it has been maybe in the past. And so one of the things I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, I read the Bible, yeah, I pray, like all these like lessons that I've learned. But I think one of the looking back in the just in the last 10 years, I don't know how many years, but I would say is find you a Sharon. Find you a Sharon, or someone, if you have a mother that can pour wisdom into you when you need it or you're depleted or at your wit's end or whatever, that will pray with you, that will pray for your children, will pray for your home without, you know, judging you, let you share your ugly moments and your weaknesses, great. But if you don't, that's what this church building is for, so that we can gather and get to know women of all ages and backgrounds, I think is super helpful, but this lady has helped me so much in developing as a mother, and probably without even knowing it, just letting me ramble about what I think is, you know, needs to be fixed, and what I think is wrong, and what I think should happen, and then just saying, take a breath, and this is what I see, and that has really shaped me so much, and I appreciate that so much. But that's the Titus 2, I think, talks about the older women training the younger women, and I can't say enough about God's design in that. Several women in here have been that for me, but anyway, Sharon is so faithful with saying, let's have coffee, what's going on, how are you, what's this doing, what's that doing, and then sharing her own journey with me, not just the beautiful parts, and being very vulnerable, and letting me see how God came in through the cracked places and shined in her life and in her family. And I don't think that's super easy for people to do, but it has made all the difference in my life as a mom, but my children, and I believe will be in their homes, God, you know, willing. And so anyway, to thank Sharon, but to tell anyone who is feeling alone or not sure how they're going to make it pursuing biblical motherhood and Christ, while it's a big responsibility. There's so many stresses on your physical person and your mental and spiritual. I'm speed talking.
I'm just in here going ditto, ditto, ditto.
Find a Sharon. That's my. Wow.
Well, I am very humbled, and it's like you have no idea, because there's so many. I don't even feel worthy to be up here, to be honest. You know, you said you were humbled. And it's like, I feel the same way. So all glory and praise goes to God, because I made so many mistakes. But the beauty is, you ask God to cover your mistakes, and he does. And I continue to do that. I continue to do that. So I'm going to look at my notes. So enjoy every season. Every season has its challenges and blessings. Don't wish your life away. You know, I can't wait till my kid talks. I can't wait till he walks. Well, enjoy every single season, because honestly, you guys, it goes, grandparents, it goes like that, doesn't it? I mean, before you know it, they're going to be gone, and it's like, then that's a new season for you and them. But I spent so much of my time wishing it away instead of just being in the present. So that's one thing. Forgive yourself when you make mistakes. And I said, repent to your child when appropriate. Pray, pray, pray. Hold them loosely. Honestly, I did not have even the concept of raising adult children, you know, raising my children to be adults, that was like not even in my head. And really, that's what we're trying to do. My goal was to get through the day, honestly, in those days. So, but hold them loosely. I was a smother mother, trying to be in control. My latest mantra, which I love, and this lady said it in one of our coffees, was, we're not the manager of the universe, God is. You know, everything is not your responsibility. You take responsibility for what's yours, but let other things go.
Amen.
Okay. And then for those of you who are married, keep God, well, this is for everybody. Keep God first. Keep your relationship fresh with the
yes.
Lord. Then your husband, for those of you who are married, and then your children.
Amen.
Because I flipped it around for a while. Putting the kids first, you know, they were like my everything, and that's not God's order, honestly.
So the Vikings go below that?
They do.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Naomi. They do. They do. And then the other thing is, you can do this. I know that it feels like you can't, and I know you probably feel like there's no hope, and you know, what knowledge do I have? But that's, you're right. We can't do it ourselves. But we can with God.
Amen.
With God we can. So, and don't ever, ever, ever stop praying for your children. Don't ever stop praying for your children.
That's good. How about you, Catherine? What would you say to another mother to encourage or strengthen her?
I think I'm leaning towards single mothers based on my experience. Single mothers, it's very important to raise your kids with connecting them to churches because... they don't have a father, and the mind of Christ, if that's imparted in them early enough, they will always go back as an adult, and that's what happened to my son. He went out the world, dated, but he didn't like it and came back. He used to go to Sunday school a lot and had Christian boy as friends, and they hang around together, so they were good kids, and so I think that's very, very important since. From us a little. So for single mothers, don't also forget that you're a mom that God entrusted your child to, and that you have a purpose, and God will help you through it. It's not about you, it's about how we can give glory to God.
Yes. Amen. All right, I would really like everybody just to give these women a round of applause. And I have to say, they are very, very dear to me. And I've always told her, like, she's the second mom to my kids, but literally, all y'all moms have always been, like, a motherly figure to my family, and I think most of us kind of feel the same. It takes a village.
Can I say one more thing? It was referenced earlier, and I can't remember who said it, but to those who are not mothers, we have a dear friend who has never had children, always wanted to have children. She's married later in life, but she has a mother's heart. And so for those of you who are, Mother's Day is hard for you today, you are a mother. You can be a mother to those around you. So I just wanted to add that.
Good.
Yeah, can I add something too?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to mention that it's not, you're a walking mother also at work. And so with my job, I have members that have bad experience with mothers. And so they sometimes call me a yes, mom. So God's also using you as a mother somewhere else.
Right, that's good.
Not just with your kids.
Isn't it our missions field at work at times?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep,
I think
right.
Maybe Drew
yeah.
said that one time, or mm-hmm. Dan said that.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. Dan? All right, well, let's do this. Can we have all the moms, all right? Can you come to the center here? If all the moms, can you come to the center? We're going to, if you want to, you don't have to, no pressure.
Yes, we do.
Kent, will you mute all the mics for me? Make sure the mics are muted. But if you come to the center here, and then all the men, come on up. If men, come on up. Youth, men. But moms, come get in the center here. We're going to pray for the moms. Get close to each other. Right, come on, squeeze in. And men, come on, surround. Let's surround the men. Come on, let's get around the moms here. Thank you to Catherine and Sharon and Jennifer sharing. But we're going to pray. Youth, you can come up too. Youth, come on. Allie and Jordan, come on, yeah. The girls can come too. But yeah, the men, we want to pray for these ladies. So let's pray and let's intercede for these ladies. Let's begin to pray. Let's pray, church. Father, we say thank you for the moms that are in this circle, God. We say thank you for all their gifts and talents that, God, you have bestowed upon them, God, to train the next generation, God, and those that are going to be your servants and your disciples, God. We say thank you that you have given them the ability to nurture and create homes, God, and to care for, God. We just pray right now that you would be their strength. God, you would be their joy, God, that you would speak to them, God, when they're in the low places, God, that you would say that, God, that with you all things are possible and that you're working all things out, God, for their families. God, we just pray that they would know you, Jesus, in a greater way today. God, we pray that you provide for their home, provide for their marriages, God, pray for their finances, their health, God, for their education, for the needs of their children, whether they're in the home or whether they're grown adults. God, we pray that you would provide, God, for their downlines, for their generations, God. We ask this, Jesus, God. We say thank you that, that God, they so abundantly love and care for their families. That, God, they display the love of you, Jesus, in a million different ways, God, every day. God, we just say thank you for the moms. Thank you for the that chose life. Thank you, God, for our moms that gave us life. And, God, we honor, God, the gift of motherhood today, God, by, God, placing it underneath you, God. And we ask you, Jesus, to God, to come over these moms today. Bless them in a new way. God, may they be honored today. May they be loved by their children. God, may their children obey them today, God, if they need obedience, God, or whatever they need, God. May their children, God, love them and serve them and honor them, God. And we just bless them, Jesus, and it's all in your strong and mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Amen.